Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Doc Bill, you know, all of this talk about Hawaii, you know, it really does put you in the mood for a vacation. But, you know, it really doesn't matter where you're vacationing. You know, it's a good idea to make sure that you're prepared to have a trip that is going to be comfortable for you, that you feel secure in where you're going and the things that you're taking with you, and that you're organized and that everything's comfortable for you.
Well, that's true. That's true. Hawaii is a great place to be. It's got great food at a very inexpensive price, particularly once you know where to go. They're very good accommodations. You could stay in hotels. There's also VRBO rental places, which can bring the cost down dramatically if you're traveling in a group. So you can find something around on that island that's affordable that fits any budget.
You're absolutely right about that. And, you know, if you go downtown to the Honolulu area, Waikiki area, there are a lot of choices there. Where we stayed, you know, it's more in a smaller area, more of a, you know, community, a smaller town. So you probably need a car to do that. But you're right. I mean, you could go right into that Honolulu area. Everything's right there. All the things to do.
Well, that's true. There's also the North Shore, which is nice to go to. See the big waves crashing on that little island of Oahu, and has a lot to offer. And there's also a farmer's market on the island, which is very good.
That's true. That's true. So many things to do. I know you enjoy going to those farmer's markets. But now when you're traveling, Doc Bill, do you have a way to keep, say, all of your important documents, papers, money, all those things secure? Do you take anything with you?
Well, I usually take my wallet, you know.
Well,
but I guess there's better ways than that.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to have your wallet susceptible to those pickpocketers that might be around, especially when you're in crowded areas. So maybe carrying a money belt would be my suggestion. You know, if you're walking along the beach, if you're touring the city, you don't have to worry about misplacing money, ID, all of those important papers that you want to keep with you. And Go Travel Products makes a really nice security money belt that you can just slip all of those things in. Put the belt around you. It can be inside of your shirt or it can be outside. You can wear it either way. And that way you have easy accessibility to money as you're shopping, to your ID if you need that. Any other important papers, if you're traveling internationally, that's also a good spot for keeping your passport or a copy of your passport with you as well. You think you could try a money belt, one of those security money belts?
Well, I think you can. They attach differently, and they're good to have on you with something you need to have. Or if you don't want to have that, you know, there's other things you can use. Even the Scotty vest can work pretty well.
Yes, that's true. I like the Scotty vest because the Scotty vest is great for all of your electronic things that you may have with you, your iPhone, iPads, things like that, any tablets that you may have with you. Because carrying those things around is great for taking photos, so you want to have those in a secure spot too. So the Scotty vest, perfect for that. But, you know, a lot of times, Doc Bill, I want to leave things in the room. So I always say have some really good locks for your suitcase. And I strongly suggest always locking your suitcase anyway when you leave the room and put any valuables in there, any things that you just don't want, you know, kind of out and available for someone to look through or to handle or just whatever the case might be. And then you can get, you know, of course, locks come in different ways. You can get ones with keys or ones with combination, whatever fits you best, I say with that. And Go Travel Products also has some great locks as well. And the ones that TSA has a little key to, so that if TSA needs to go in your lock, in your suitcase rather, when you're flying, they can do that without breaking your locks.
That's true. That's true. That's good to have. And again, out of sight, out of mind. That's why it's always good to have your stuff locked up or out of sight when you're down in the room.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, you know, there's another travel gear, travel product that I'd love to suggest as well. It's by a company called Savvy Travelers. You know, when you're traveling, you really want to keep those hands clean, especially if you're traveling with kids too. You want to keep hands clean, surfaces clean. Well, they have several products that let you stay cool, calm, and in style. They have things like sanitizer wipes for your hands, as well as surfaces, which is unusual. I mean, this was the first company that I saw that actually produces a product that actually allows you to clean surfaces as well. You know, you're going out to restaurants and the table looks a little dirty, pull out one of those and clean the surface. They also make great cleaning towels and things for sunglasses, you know, so that they're smudge-free as well. So really great products.
Cool.
Yeah, I love that. Now, everybody's worried about Zika, right? I think we're hearing a lot about that.
We have.
Well, you need pest control for that. So you need some type of pest control that you can either put on your clothing or on yourself. And there's one called Duration that is a great insect repellent because it goes on your clothing as well as your gear. And you can apply it to your clothing for protection up to 6 weeks. And it's safe on children's clothing and all types of fabric. Now, I like it because you can also, if you're camping, you can also spray it around on your tent fabric. You can do it there as well. And it keeps those mosquitoes away. And you're not so worried or always thinking about in the back of your mind, are the mosquitoes biting? You know, we recently went on a trip to Cuba and we took some of that along. And some of the people actually said that they had absolutely no mosquito bites during their whole trip. So it must work really well.
Well, I'm sure it does. And that's something that's always nice to have with you, particularly with people being concerned about mosquitoes and things like that. Now, if you go to an area where you have other types of diseases, such as malaria, you need to repel them, but you also need to make sure you also take your anti-malarial medication when you get back.
That's a really, really good point because you do want to make sure that you do that because that is definitely the main way that you're going to protect yourself in those cases. Now, this Duration comes in a spray bottle, so it's easy to apply. It's easy to pack also. I will note, though, that it does come in the size that you will need to put in your check bags if you are flying. So don't forget because you don't want TSA taking that away because it's great protection that you'll definitely want for those summer outdoor fun and adventure type trips. You know, speaking of protecting yourself, you know, what about making sure that your stomach stays in order, too? Some products for that. How about that, Dr. Dill?
Well, that's true. And there's a lot of variety of products out there, which you'll talk about. But the key thing people want to remember is, first of all, make sure you eat food that you know that is good food, that's fresh. Avoid places in which the water is questionable. And if you can do those two things, you can do a lot to cut down. And also hand washing is very, very important.
Hand washing is important, which is why it's great to have those products that are provided by Savvy Traveler. But, you know, there's a product called Travelon that is great for digestive problems. And the good thing about Travelon is that it is a pill that you take each day that actually keeps those stomach problems and diarrhea and things like that away. You know that saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So one pill a day keeps the diarrhea away. So Travelon is great for taking, especially to those places where you may go, where the food and the water may be questionable, as you just mentioned, or if you just have a stomach that's a little bit more sensitive, because when you travel, sometimes your digestive system can get a little upset, a little out of order, so to speak.
That's true.
That's true. That's true. Now, another product that I found recently is something that's great for keeping your teeth and keeping your breath fresh. It's a natural toothpaste by Dr. Sharp Dentistry. Now, I recently took that on the road. It came in a mint flavor that was really refreshing, was really great. But you know what I really loved about it is that it comes in a carry-on size and it's filled right to the brim. So you get all of the toothpaste without those little teeny sizes of toothpaste. And you can put that right in your bag with a toothbrush if you're flying. And you can freshen your breath as you're landing, right before you land. You run to the restroom and just, you know, brush your teeth really quickly too, especially if it's been a long flight, you've eaten something on the flight, or been sleeping. So it's a great product to take along. Any others, Dr. Bill?
Well, that's something that, you know, that we talked about that I think is very good and informative to use.
Absolutely, it is. It definitely is. And regardless of where you're traveling, because road trips, I mean, a lot of these things can be quite helpful with that, too. I know I talk a lot about flying because I was once a flight attendant, and my thinking of traveling a lot of time does go to flying. But all of these things work whether you're going on a bus, whether you're going on a train, whether you're going in a car, whether you're going to visit, you know, grandparents, or whether you're just, you know, staying around the local area and doing something maybe like camping or going to some of the festivals. So whatever you're planning for the summer vacation, for your summertime, think about those travel products that will make travel easier for you, keep you healthy, keep you safe, and take those things along with you so that you have a great vacation that you can come back and talk about.
That sounds good.
Maybe the vacation blues, right?
Right. And, you know, they can help you plan for your next vacation, which is the best way to get over the vacation blues.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you on that. Now, what's going on down on Sapelo?
Well, we're just watching the sugarcane get taller and taller. As the weather gets warmer, the sugarcane gets taller and taller, and we're heading towards this time, hopefully in November, where we'll be doing our first sugarcane harvest and making some syrup.
Now, when people come down and see the Sapelo birdhouses, can they see some sugarcane growing on Sapelo?
They can. They're cane. We took some cane from our farm over to the Sapelo Island itself, and you'll see a sign along the roads when you're heading to the birdhouse cottage, and the sign will say, Sapelo Island purple whipping cane project, and you'll see some cane growing in that field.
Well, they can definitely check that out, as well as checking out the Sapelo Island Birdhouse's website and plan a summer vacation there. Great beaches, great walks along the beach. You can also do nature hikes, take historic tours around the island, learn a lot about the Gullah Geechee culture. So check out the Sapelo Island Birdhouse's website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. And this has been a great show. We appreciate you guys listening. Hope you have enjoyed it. For more details on going to Hawaii and to listen to full interviews that we had with the people that we visited with, check out those interviews on travelbagswithanita.com. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thanks for listening on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.